This is the Sakar Merli of the 6th of July 2026. Essence, sweet children, become detached from your bodies while alive. Become bodiless and remember the Father. This is known as dead silence. Question. On what basis do you children make your foundation strong? Answer. On the basis of purity. The purer you souls become, that is, the more you become real gold, the stronger you will become. Baba is now laying such a strong foundation of self-sovereignty that no one can shake that foundation for half a cycle. No one can snatch away your kingdom. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. Baba says, remember me, become bodiless. That is, let there be dead silence. Just like the dead silence there is when someone dies. They say his body has become silent. As soon as the soul separates from the body, everything ends. When all of you children sit here, it is called dead silence. Become bodiless while alive. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You know that this is true peace. People don't know what peace is. They don't know the meaning of dead silence. Why do they say dead silence? To remind you that a person has died and that he has become silent. You also die, that is, you become silent. When eminent people go to the sacred memorial of Gandhiji, they say, let there be dead silence. That is, sit in silence. We know that we souls are embodiments of peace. The world doesn't know this. We stabilize in our original form. Our original religion is peace. We souls are embodiments of peace. People don't know this, and this is why they ask for peace. Souls say, I want peace. Souls have forgotten their original religion. In fact, the religion of souls is peace. So why do souls say that they are peaceless? Just sit down and become bodiless. Those people sit and practice breath control exercises, pranayama, by force, as though they have died. That is called artificial peace. You children know that your original religion is peace. You souls are receiving your self-sovereignty. It is souls who become everything. A soul becomes a barrister. A soul says, I want a kingdom. That soul claimed a kingdom previously from the Father and has come to claim it once again. When people are body conscious, they experience sorrow. You now understand that you are souls and that you have come to claim your self-sovereignty from your Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You souls want your kingdom. Souls ask the Unlimited Father for self-sovereignty at this time. Sri Krishna had self-sovereignty and then he lost it. The Father has come and is now giving you children the kingdom. This is called Rajyoga. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, teaches you Rajyoga. Because human beings are body conscious, they say, I am so-and-so. Each one considers the body to be I, the self. In fact, it is the soul who says, I. The soul says, I am picking this thing up. A female would say, I am picking this thing up, using the female gender. In fact, souls are male. I, a soul, am a son of the Father. The soul says, Baba, I am claiming my self-sovereignty from you. The Supreme Soul gives you, souls, your self-sovereignty. Look how much difference there is between devotion and this knowledge. There are temples to Shiva. The most bells are rung in temples to Shiva. They awaken him. They awaken everyone too. Bands play early in the morning. Here, the Father awakens you, children, and makes you into deities. There is no question of ringing bells, etc. The Father says, if you want your self-sovereignty, first of all, become pure. You have your aim and objective in your intellects. Students say, I will pass my matriculation and then do this. Sannyasis want to have peace. There is a story about a queen who was searching for her necklace while it was still around her neck. Similarly, people also search outside for peace. However, souls are embodiments of peace. Souls have forgotten their original religion and now consider themselves to be bodies. The Father reminds you once again, you are souls. You souls have taken 84 births. No one else can explain these things. The Father said, you don't know your own births. I tell you about them. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. The Father has explained, you cannot imbibe this knowledge without having purity. It is said, you need a golden vessel to hold the milk of a lioness. Here too, a golden vessel is required. Souls become gold by remembering the Father. The Father too is real gold. When a soul remembers the Father, this knowledge is then able to enter his intellect. You were real gold and pure, but this knowledge does not affect anyone. The Father says, I give you soul self-sovereignty. You receive this self-sovereignty when it is the end of this old world and the beginning of that new world. People have limited kingdoms now. They never receive an unlimited kingdom. They cannot become the masters of the world. You become this through the Father. Only God the Father knows about your 84 births. Deities cannot know about their births. If they were to know about them, they would become unhappy. They would wonder if they are going to continue to come down the ladder. They would lose the happiness of the kingdom. Here, you know everything. You know that you are souls. There is no question of having doubts about this. You listen to one another, and the number of you continues to grow. This tree of the deity religion is being established. When someone comes, you can understand. This one, who belongs to our Brahmin clan, has come. He has completed his devotion and has now come to claim his inheritance from the Father. When this knowledge comes to an end, devotion begins. No one knows this. A building too is first new and then becomes old. A building with a weak foundation definitely has a shorter lifespan. Nowadays they build very strong buildings, so that even when there is an earthquake, they don't fall and there's no loss. They build them very strong. They make the foundations very strong. You are now laying the foundation for your self-sovereignty. You souls receive the kingdom for 21 births. Kingdoms here are nothing. Today they have a kingdom, and tomorrow someone attacks them and everything would be over. There is no foundation to anything. Human beings have no foundation either. They are here today and gone tomorrow. Baba is now laying a strong foundation for you so that you can claim your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. There is a strong foundation being laid for your kingdom. No physical storms can shake you. It also says in the Gita, Baba is giving you such a kingdom that no one can take it away from you or make it fall. He gives you such sovereignty that there isn't the slightest mention of sorrow there. You souls should experience so much happiness. You have that faith. If a soul doesn't have faith, that soul isn't worthy of going to heaven. There are so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, they continue to increase. You know that the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, is teaching us Raj Yoga. People say that Sri Krishna taught it. How can they understand that Shiv Baba entered a human body and taught it? Bharat was pure and is now impure. They go and bow down in front of the deity idols and sing their praise. They would never sing in front of Shiva. You are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. The praise of Shiva is different. He is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, the innocent Lord who fills everyone's apron. Everyone has forgotten such a father. People call out to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, to come and remove their sorrow and give them happiness. The remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness is only the One. His directions are the most elevated. They are the directions of God, the doubly elevated One, with which you children become elevated. The government too says that this world is corrupt. They don't know who can make it elevated. They think sages will make it elevated. However, they can't do that. It is the task of the Father alone. Previously, they used to follow the directions of the One King. In the Golden Age, you don't have advisers, etc. The emperors themselves would have the power. The title advisor is not mentioned there. You understand that you became the masters of the world and ruled the kingdom. You have to go and rule it as you did previously. Truly, there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. Everyone will receive his or her own kingdom. Sri Krishna will have his own kingdom. There are also other kings. There are at least 8, but then, whether there are 8 or 108, you will come to know as you progress further. It isn't that you would now be given the knowledge that you are to be given at the end. The Father will continue to give this knowledge to those who are still alive. He has to give it. It is fixed in the drama. The part of the Supreme Soul is performed at this time. The part of giving knowledge is fixed for this time. The Father says, "You will understand a lot more as you progress further." He continues to explain to you day by day. You should also know how you rule the kingdom there and how marriages take place there. When you go into trance, you see paradise, Vaikunth, and how there are golden palaces there, how there is nothing but gold there. You see yourselves in the land of divinity. Buildings of gold bricks are being built. You feel that you should take some bricks back. But when you come down from trance, you see yourselves here. Mira went into trance and would see herself dancing with Sri Krishna. You also go to the subtle region, but there are no flesh or bones there. You become angels. Even the body of Brahma is visible in the subtle region. This same one becomes an angel. You see gardens, etc. The Father grants you visions. You say that Baba is giving you mango juice, subiras, to drink. He cannot give it to you to drink in the subtle region. The flowers and fruit in paradise are first class. There aren't any gardens in the subtle region. You say that you went to a garden and that there was a prince there. That is Vaikunth. You cannot find things of Vaikunth here. All the things there are first class. The Father says, "I am making you into the masters of Vaikunth. Here there is nothing but sorrow. There isn't a single human being who doesn't say, 'O God, liberate me from sorrow.' They remember God when in sorrow. A worshipper of Sri Krishna would say, 'Take Krishna's name,' and a worshipper of Hanuman would say, 'Victory to Hanuman.' Here, the Father says, 'Constantly remember me alone. Remember me in such a way that at the end there will be no awareness of anyone else.' When people used to sacrifice themselves at Kashi, they would realize the sins they had committed and feel as though they were experiencing the punishment of birth after birth. Many sins have been committed. This is called a world of sinful souls. Souls are sinners. It is souls who call out to the Father, 'O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, O Shiv Baba, resident of the Supreme Land.' He only has one real name. He is the Father of all souls. It doesn't seem right to say Saligrams after the name of Rudra. It seems right to say Shiva and the Saligrams. They create an oval Shiva Lingam and also Saligrams out of clay. Only he is the purifier. They create sacrificial fires here too. Bharat is the most elevated of all, but they have forgotten the deity religion. Your religion is the original eternal deity religion. It should have continued all the time. Hinduism is not a religion. Those of the deity religion go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. When they come into the Tamo stage, they can no longer call themselves deities. In fact, there is no Hindu religion. Therefore, it is explained to you, you can become deities, so come and understand this. They reply that they don't have the time. The father says, I make you belong to me in order to give you the inheritance of happiness and peace. Some families live together and interact with one another with a lot of love. They put all their earnings together and there is no upheaval about anything. However, this place cannot be called heaven. In no home in the Golden Age is anyone ever ill or unhappy. The very name is heaven. Everyone there remains happy. You have to come to the Father to claim your inheritance of constant happiness. You have now received this knowledge. You say, Baba, you are the purifier, purify us. You children are also the Father's godly helpers. Acha? To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to claim self-sovereignty, now make your foundation of purity strong. Just as the Father is the purifier, so become as pure as the Father. 2. Stabilize yourself in your original religion of peace. Renounce body consciousness as much as possible and remain soul conscious. Practice remaining in dead silence, that is, practice becoming bodiless. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of success by serving yourself as well as serving others. In order to become an embodiment of success as well as serving others, you also serve yourself. Whenever you go to do service, always think that together with doing that service, you are also finally cremating your old sanskars. The more you create your sanskars, the more respect you will receive. All souls will salute you in their minds. However, you must not make them into those who simply salute you externally, but make them into those who salute you in their minds. Slogan. Keep the aim of doing unlimited service, and all of your limited bondages will break. Aviat signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. For as long as your remembrance does not become volcanic, the flames of destruction will also not take their complete volcanic form. They flare up and then cool down, because souls who have the volcanic form and images of support have not become that volcanic form for all time. Now have the determined thought to become the volcanic form and use the concentration of your mind and intellect in a collective way to spread the vibrations of powerful yoga everywhere. Om Shanti.